from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is exactly what we needed. I'm not going to allow them to score, and guess what? I hope we score a run because it's going to be enough tonight. He was that dynamic last night in a 12-strikeout performance in 7 innings. His ERA is now down to 2.61. Blake Snell, guys, he's won Cy Young's. Blake Snell, 10 days ago, threw a no-hitter. This guy's the real deal. And he was like, oh, you're dealing like that tonight? Okay, so am I. And all of a sudden, Mike, you go through 1 inning, 2 innings, 3 innings, 4 innings. By the end of the time that these guys left the game, guys, 33 strikeouts. It's the most ever in that ballpark by 2 pitchers. It was fun to watch.
Now, I grew up in an era where that was cool because I pitched, you know, I never did anything beyond high school, but I was a pitcher, so I always loved a pitching duel. And when I was a kid, got to see some of the greats. Steve Carlton seemed to play every time the Phillies came. I've already mentioned a million times Tom Seaver later on, Doc Gooden. I love this stuff. And obviously, our taste as a sports fan of baseball has changed. Now we want dynamic scoring. That's why we've gone to the DH, and I can't complain about it because everyone loves more scoring and more action. But last night, man, I fell asleep. I watched the last 3 innings this morning. That was the ultimate, Carl, in old school. Chris Sale going 7. Blake Snell going 6 1/3. You talked about the 23 strikeouts between the two of them. Just unbelievable stuff.
Yeah, 33 total, I believe, between those two. Long story short, here's the deal. We won. We're a game ahead of the Mets in the wild card. So this is what it's going to be. We're going to be a half game back. We'll be a game ahead. We'll be 2 games back between now and the end of the season. Nobody's going to run away with this thing because if we were, we would have already done it. We had that opportunity, and we keep allowing teams to get going, including the Padres, who are hot right now. There are some other teams that are catching some steam. But here's the thing, all right? For everybody that wants to believe, and I know many of you do, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What are you certain of? What are you certain of when it comes to the Braves? Now, I'm going to tell you 2 things I'm certain of. One is Ozuna because he's done it all year. 2 is Chris Sale because he is in the Cy Young Award hunt. What else are you certain of? And the reason why I asked this question, Mike, is because last night gives you, again, hope that maybe we can get it together. But I'm not certain of anything else.
Well, I mean, look, it's so crazy. And Brandon Gaudin had a great call last night at the end of the game on Bally Sports where he said, you know, from the worst defeat, arguably, of the season to this unbelievable effort and a 1-0 old school game. Look, if you watch Glavine, Smoltz, and Maddox, Braves fans, you get to see this in your childhood or younger as a Braves fan. But it's just something you rarely see it these days. And I don't know if this is something we should expect. I mean, you ground out a win to set the tone in a very tough, but your team that's surging. Giants are surging in a very tough place to play at times, so that's huge. But here's the thing. It's only as good as the next guy we're playing, and let's build off it, right? Can Charlie Morton do better? Last game, Charlie Morton didn't get through the 3rd inning. So it's really about, Carl, every time we start to feel okay, we turn a corner. there's a body blow. There's a punch in the stomach. So I'm not making any pronouncements. I'm just rolling with the punches. Hopefully we can grind and get hot. When Money Harris, got to wait, what, two more days for Money Harris for the full 60-day DL. He's been killing it down in Gwinnett. Maybe that'll be the help. Maybe that'll be one of those sparks for
him. He has, and that is good news, by the way. I just said, you know, we were asking him to bring a lot to the table right. when he wasn't doing a whole lot when he was in the lineup prior to the injury. If he's playing better, Mike, and feels great, so be it. Money Harris, let's go. The other guy that I'm certain of, by the way, is Iglesias. I left him out. He's had a really good year. Two perfect innings last night for the Dub. He's been another guy. But I'm not certain of Riley. I'm not certain of Soler, Mike. I know he's hit a few home runs since he's been here, but I'm not certain of that. I'm not certain of Olsen. You know what you were certain of everything? What you were certain of last year? Everything. And that's our issue right now. As good as this feels, and like, man, I stayed up just like you and went, that was fun. I'm glad we somehow found a way to get the win. It was a sack fly by Darno, by the way, to bring Arcia home, and we get the dub in 10 innings. But that is my concern when we talk about this team. As much as I go, yeah, this is great, it is, and sales great, I'm certain that when he goes out there, we got a real chance to win. Who else do you feel that way about? Freed's been up and down, hurt, and I was saying earlier we should have paid him. Now I'm looking back, Mike, and hey, guess what? The season's played out. He's been more injured this season as things have gone along. Ronaldo Lopez, good. Now he's injured. I mean, what are you certain of? And that is the issue that I think Braves fans are dealing with right now is we went from being certain about almost every aspect of our team last year to almost nothing this season.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of certain that Austin Riley would have 30 home runs this year. I was certain that, yeah, you know, Matt Olson would do that. You know, Matt, for right now, Austin Riley's got 18, be lucky to get to 25, you know, based on where he's at. He is batting .289 for the month. So Austin Riley has certainly improved. He batted .280, so he's been consistent. So I will say I can count on Austin Riley, although the power numbers with a, you know, with a, an asterisk or a caveat, power numbers aren't where we expect them to be.
Sean Murphy, certain?
Certain he's a useless piece of...
You're not certain about that.
No, Sean Murphy's useless. We lost the Contreras trade. He needs to excel. I mean, he really, Carl, he needs to like hit at like a 400 clip, you know, a 900 OPS to validate what has been. And again, as Grant pointed out to us the other day, he's been banged up. He's been injured. He's got, he's averaged, what, 225. He's batting 273 right now for August. That's not bad. Can he improve on that?
I know you're certain about Duvall, right? He's hitting 178.
Well, but the third act, was this the fourth act? I've lost track.
Boom.
Not good. Not good this time.
And that's where I'm at, guys. 404-726-0929. Hit us up. Mike Bell, ATL. That's social media on Twitter. I don't call it X. Put them up. See Dukes. And, of course, follow the radio station at Dukes and Bell 929 and at 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.